paid for ZYQ. Well, I think the administration has the fees that they have to work their jobs, and it's not just all the people paying in for background checks or permits, renewal. Like I said, the front end to be registered and pay a fee and all that, I understand. But those people work, and it's like your doctor, you know. Your doctor's not going to die if you don't have to go see him if you're healthy, but if you have to renew something. Now, I could get behind, too, if a guy was had a CPL, he moved but didn't re-register and do the process, that CPL could be pulled and yanked and say, look, our files, the last time we looked, maintaining our files and our records and our legality, you moved, you didn't re-register, so we know where you are and who you are, and your CPL is going to be pulled for 6 months or a year until you give us that, and we do a background check and make sure everything's fine. I can understand that. But when you don't move, nothing changes, no violations, no problems. To keep paying over and over for any renewal, to me, is like an extortion. Administration runs no matter what. If you're not sick and I'm not sick in the neighborhood and the hospital's still running, they're getting the sick people they need. They're getting all the ones they're supposed to service because there's always somebody. So there's always new people and what other stuff, but they should be getting paid administration-wide no matter if you're renewing or not. They should be getting a wage from your taxes, and I'm sure they are. That's how the politicians get to be millionaires, and you and I are just pinching pennies. KE4ZYQ.
There's something missing in your argument there. It's not as cut and dry as you're trying to make it. It's either you're paying for the occurrence of a background check and the administration of that, which you admit is acceptable, or it doesn't happen at all. Like, it can't be both ways. Like, they can't figure out that you moved without looking to see that you moved. They can't figure out that you did something wrong without looking to see that you did something wrong. And whether it's a human or a computer system that costs money, it has to have a transactional fee to go along with it. If you wanted to make the argument that there should be no fee and there should be no check, I'm with you. I can have that conversation, but you can't have both things at once. I know it's nice, and like Sean was saying, like, it's on my honor. I'm a good boy, and that's great, but it only goes so far. It doesn't work that way, unfortunately. Over to you, Sean, if you're still there, and I'm probably in for one more round. KE8RUH.